Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Check out Menards' spring catalog for the best deals on lawn and garden supplies. Save big on trimmers, tillers, lawn seed, and more. Create your dream garden and landscaping with shredded rubber mulch. This natural-looking ground cover is made from 100% recycled rubber, so it won't decay or attract insects. Plus, it can cover 9.6 square feet. Available in a redwood color, a bag is just $8.88.
Save big money at Menards.
By any of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores, where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. All major news outlets are reporting that right now is the perfect time to refinance. Here's why. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low and home values are skyrocketing. Almost everyone should be able to qualify for a new lower monthly payment. If your rate's not in the threes, call me today. 773-770-4727. That's 770-4727 or thehomeloanexpert.com.
Newcastle Home Loans LLC, NMLS number 150580, Ryan Kelly, NMLS number 319181, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for new local restaurants to eat at? Then check out the Best Of section at CBS Local for coverage on your city's dining scene. Visit the Best Of homepage, bestof.cbslocal.com, for more information. CBS Local. We know food and drink. We know local.
For ideas on family activities that everyone will enjoy, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and get ready for great family fun. CBS Local. We know family and pets. We know local.
We know your local sports teams are important to you. Your love for them may rival the love you have for your uncle or even a cheeseburger. Yeah! CBS Chicago understands and shares that love. So stroll down the internet to cbschicago.com and click on the sports tab. You'll go straight to sports nirvana. There's in-depth analysis and opinions from local writers, reporters, and radio personalities that know your team's the best. So come on down. It's way better than working. cbschicago.com. We know sports. We know local. We know your local sports teams are important to you. CBS Chicago feels the same way. So visit cbschicago.com and click on the sports tab for in-depth analysis and opinions from the people that know your teams the best. cbschicago.com. We know sports. We know local.
For the best in local travel and outdoors, visit CBS Local's Best Of section. We've got the lowdown on the fun-filled activities in your area. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com for more information. CBS Local. We know travel and outdoors. We know local.
Restrictions apply.
The Blackhawks are down 3-2. They're now faced with a do-or-die Game 6. We're analyzing this crucial game right here. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It is just past 5 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. Ray McDonald burned the Bears, even though Chairman George McCaskey thought they were prepared for the risky signing.
We thought we had a good structure, a good support system, and we thought we had the safeguards in place in case something like this happened.
McCaskey expressed his sadness for the victims of McDonald's domestic violence incident, and McCaskey believes the NFL must take the lead to eliminate domestic violence. As for the first OTA at Hallis Hall, Matt Forte was present. The running back was true to his word. That was first heard on Boers and Bernstein last month. Tight end Martellus Bennett was not there. A 5-3 Sox win did not come easy. Another blown save by David Robertson sent it to extras, where Jose Abreu wasted no time with a triple in the 10th. Adam LaRoche drove him in. Gordon Beckham added a two-out RBI single. Great pitching matchup tonight at Wrigley. Max Scherzer for the Nats, John Lester for the Cubs. First pitch at 7:05. That could be overshadowed by Game 6 between the Hawks and Ducks, set to drop just after 7 as well from the United Center. A win for the Hawks forces a Game 7 in Anaheim on Saturday. FIFA will not re-vote on its selections for the host countries of Russia and Qatar for the 2018 and 2022 World Cup. Back to the NFL. Houston Texans will be featured on this coming season of Hard Knocks on HBO. And Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer laid it out for running back Adrian Peterson today, saying he's really got two choices. He can either play for us or he cannot play. He's not going to play for anybody else, and that's just the way it's going to be. This scoreboard update is brought by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Listen to the Scorecard Golf Show every Saturday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Hear the latest on the Chicago golf scene. Scorecard Golf Show is brought to you by the BMW Championship. BMW Championship is back at Conway Farms this September. Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score tomorrow, 11:30 pregame, Sox and Orioles. They're going to play two on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
I just had a comment about the Hawks. This is a big game tonight for them. I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Boars, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Boars and Bernstein. I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Boars and Bernstein. Days 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's right, it was a big game. It's 5:05, Boars and Bernstein. Got cut a little short today by the White Sox. And
cut completely tomorrow.
Yeah, I think a little shorter, like not at all.
Yeah, sorry about that. Maybe I'll go see Mad Max Fury Road again.
You got all day now, don't we?
I know, I'm not kidding.
Got all damn day.
I might go see it again.
I got so many damn appointments. I can't keep them all straight. There's one tomorrow, too. If it's not a doctor thing, I got to get the.
We're in standby in case it rains? What?
Hmm?
Is it supposed to rain in Baltimore tomorrow?
No.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, I was just looking at the map, and it looks pretty bad for tomorrow.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not, during the afternoon, so.
Hey, that's Roger's problem.
I wouldn't make any plans, fellas. Guys, be ready by the bat phone.
Lying.
I'm not lying.
I'm not lying.
No, it looks bad for tomorrow, so.
Afternoon?
Yeah, you guys might have a show.
Actually, it kind of does. They say scattered thunderstorms.
Yep, told you.
Well, if I'm in Mad Max, there's a special rule in my contract that I had put in there that says you
don't disturb.
You cannot take me out of Mad Max Fury Road.
Do not disturb him.
They don't care.
You've seen it already.
But I want to see it again. Because now I've gone to all these, like, online things and forums and stuff, and I've been reading all the details and backstories behind all the vehicles and what that spray is that they spray, and I found out that there's a backstory to that too. Oh, you don't think I'm geeking out on this thing now? Are you kidding?
You're full geekly. I mean,
it's all right though. If Mitch needs you here, you'll be here.
Not if I'm in Mad Max.
You do whatever Mitch Rosen tells you to do.
Well, it'll be Baldy McGrindy probably calling me, and I don't take his calls because he's too weird.
Apparently, I don't either. Not by choice. I don't know what happened, but apparently not.
In Markham, this is John on the Score.
You know, Charlize is getting Oscar buzz on that, if you can believe it or not.
I can believe it.
Hey, if you guys don't work tomorrow, do you still get paid?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's good. All right, no problem.
No.
Now, my sporting expertise extends to Texas Hold'em and Pinochle,
okay,
along with a little bit on the 85 Bears. Now, what is going on with my 11-year-old wants to know why Crawford seems to be so far out of the crease in the last couple games. Is he valid on that, or is he wrong? Because a father can't tell his kid he's wrong if he's not wrong.
Well, it looked like he was well out on the game-losing goal. I'll say that. But usually when he's playing well, because he's big to begin with, he generally has been back in his crease.
Yeah, he's not much of a wanderer.
Right.
That. He got down an angle, and because the rebound happened to go, again, one of those things, here's the rebound, here's a guy right here, right on his stick.
I mean, he had made a save. So, no, I don't know exactly what he was doing last play, but he's not a wanderer, John.
I don't know
he's
if
not
a guy. Asked him about it. I mean, it'd be a good question to say, are you consciously against this team trying to play up in the crease? And if so, why?
And members of the Wanderers. Hey, Mitch just called. He said he wants you guys to do a stream show tomorrow, regardless of the weather. So,
No.
Wow.
We have, Maddie, we have great power. And we tell him no.
Yeah, but unlike the Pope, I don't know if we can do 40 seconds of dead air while just sort of noodling around.
As if we don't. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just begin checking my phone. Hey, wait a minute. I'll get to you.
In Skokie, Ty, you're on the score.
Yeah, I wanted to just McCaskey's statement that kind of rubbed me the wrong way when he says that the NFL needs to take this leadership role on getting rid of domestic abuse. Isn't this something that needs to be taken by each individual owner instead of bringing these boneheads in and taking a chance after chance on these guys?
Yeah. I mean, every individual team, if they wanted to, can make the decision for themselves. Sure.
But, yeah.
I mean, are they worried about some sort of collusion or something by not signing these guys? I mean, I just don't
I get what you're saying. They don't sort of foist it off in the league and say, make my decision for me, when you can easily make a decision for your own business.
I don't stand a collusion course. You know, I would say this, that, you know, you can say you want to do that, and it's easy. A lot of grand statements are made by people. Yeah, we need to take a lead. You know what? That's not an NFL problem any more than it is a societal problem. It's no more in the NFL. I mean, if you read the paper, there's a lot, whole kinds of stuff going on every damn night. It's not, well, them damn NFL players, there they go again, or them, whatever athlete it is. This is not just, damn NFL bastards, I don't get it. It's not. And some in cases much more severe than they are. So, I mean, I don't know what NFL wants to be in the vanguard about. You know, Greg Hardy's got a gig. He's got a gig.
I don't think that the teams actually want to have to make these decisions for themselves, because that's when you get the coaches like Vic Fangio comes, hey, this guy's great. He's great. Yeah, I need him. He's awesome. He's awesome. Sign him. He's awesome. Play. He's perfect for my defense. I'll vouch for him. Come on, bring him in here. It's going to be great.
Bring him to me, baby. Right,
and then they say, okay, fine. But yeah. The teams don't want to be caught in these conflicted situations where they feel they have to be moral arbiter. But you know what? You can be. You just have to be honest with your fans that, hey, we might be worse at football. The fans have to come around, too, in some aspects also. Because the fans want it both ways. The average fan says, you've got to be like that caller. You know, don't sign these players because of the children. Think of the children. Yeah, you have to raise the children. The team's got to raise our children. And then after the game, you suck. You couldn't tackle anybody. Same guy.
Yeah, you just can't. I mean, there are certain things you can and you can't do, and for the NFL to take some kind of a leadership position against it is preposterous. There's a lot of ways it can be done, but the NFL isn't going to, you know, you're going to be out there out front with a league that is full of guys who've done this, or has many of them anyway, and I'm sure some of them haven't been caught yet, but they're out there no more than is society. I mean, how much do you want a league to take on? How much is any league supposed to take on of all the societal ills we have? Why should they take?